K-State Nation, take two, Eddie Greer from Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, on this midweek Wednesday, June 26, 2023, getting into some academic talk here on this podcast here, as the countdown to the football season 2024, Chris Klieman and the K-State football team continues there, and I'm going to have more, a little bit more on Chris Klieman probably in the nightcap of this podcast, or tomorrow, depending on what happens on this Wednesday for yours truly. But K-State rowing, K-State women's rowing, I just say, had three athletes named to the CSC Academic All-District Women's At-Large Team yesterday, called by the College Sports Communicators, that Katie Wood, Neva Roan, and Madison Kohler, and I apologize ahead of time if I messed up Neva's last name, but we're going to roll with it here this morning on this podcast. Patrick Sweeney, the quote here, after those three young ladies got named onto the College Sports Communicators, their all-district at-large women's team, quote, we are proud of our athletes and appreciate that they are being recognized for their accomplishments as students, Coach Sweeney says. And then he goes on to say, quote, our team continues to focus on being students first. And each of these athletes, Kohler, Roan, and Wood, have worked incredibly hard to be successful in the classroom and on the water as well. Earning your degree and doing well in the classroom continues to be our team's top priority. And that's everybody's top priority here. Not only at K-State, but student athletes. Hence, student first, right? Obviously, that, and this is for the young people too. Obviously, there, you gotta take care of business in the classroom. And we have noted on this podcast great accomplishments throughout the year in the classroom, whether it's volleyball, and also women's basketball got nominated as well here yesterday as well. We'll get to that later on this week here on the Pro Project Podcast here. But yeah, so congratulations to those ladies. But a little bit more information on each of these young ladies here. Let's see what we got. Very first, Madison Kohler, right? From Overland Park, Kansas, earning her master's degree in business administration, 4.0 GPA. She previously completed a bachelor's degree in civil engineering. Kohler raced in the one varsity eight plus her the entire season. And the boat season was highlighted by a silver medal at the SIRA SIRA Championship, a first place finish at the Creighton Duel to help K-State compete, or let's say complete a sweep over the Blue Jays. We talked about that at some point this year. Unfortunately, we didn't talk about women's rowing that much the first half of the year, but they're gonna get their recognition right here today on this podcast. That's for sure. Multiple wins at the Hornet Invitational to open the season. Last season, she was named Kohler. We're still talking about her. To the All Big 12. Kohler also earned the Dr. Gerald Lagg Academic Achievement Award back in 2022. I remember that. She also has been named recognized, or she has been recognized as well as the All Big 12 first team member every year she has competed with K-State. Roan. Again, apologize if this is said wrong here. Neva Roan, right? We're on her now. Graduated with a 3.82 GPA, completing degrees in agricultural communications and journalism, plus ag business. A native of Metairie, Kansas. Never even heard of that city. Roan raced in the one varsity four plus throughout the season with achievements, including a gold medal at the SIRA Championships, defeating Kansas. Yes, sir. We talked about that earlier this year on this podcast. Go check that out. If you're new to the podcast, oh, by the way, if you're new to the podcast, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, make sure you hit that subscribe button. And you can go through the feed and through our many, many, many episodes. And we're going to try to find that. But now I lost where I was going. Yeah, gold championship defeating KU, the Sunflower Showdown, and finishing fifth at the Big 12 Championships in the classroom. She also has earned the Dr. Gerald Lagg Award in the same year, 2022, along with being named to the Academic All-Big 12 First Team. Roan has also earned all Big 12 first team honors every year of her K-State women's rowing career. And we land at Katie Wood lastly. Lake Corvera, Kansas. Also, a 3.82 GPA in agricultural economics would race alongside Roan for the majority of the season in the 1 varsity 4 plus boat, collecting 3 wins over Sacramento State, St. Mary's, and UC San Diego in the Hornet Invitational and racing in the Grand A Final at the Sunshine State Invitational. 2022, she was also, there's a common theme here today on this podcast, named to the Academic All Big 12 First Team, would earn All Big 12 First Team recognition each year she's completed there as well. Nominations include have to include a 3.5 GPA or higher as well. But to those young ladies, Katie Wood, Neva Roan, Madison Kohler, congratulations on being recognized by College Sports of Communicators there for being named All-District Women's At-Large Team for Kansas State Women's Rowing. That's huge there once again. So once again, academics, we should all know that's all those by now. You've been following college sports your entire life. Yeah, you got to take care of business in the classroom. And then next thing you need to do every day is do the best you can, whether that's women's rowing on the court, football, and also in all the other sports out here in Manhattan, Kansas. So there you go as well. And before we close out, we record a bonus episode last night with a former friend of the show. Well, I was gonna say former friend, with a friend of the show. So go back. I'll post that later on tonight. And I'm just gonna go ahead and go out and say it. Former K-State basketball player Austin Buckey joined me last night. And yeah, it's been a long year, folks, since we had him back on the show. But me and him did a pod last night, so I'm not going to spoil that. So once that's posted, go on. You can only find it on Podbean. This is the Podbean portion of the podcast now. Podbean, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S, podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R. Number 3, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S, podcast, Greer 3's podcast. You can only find extra bonus content, K-State content, only on there. You're looking for PPPW bonus. That is what you're looking for. I'm going to have a couple more bonus pods on for my other podcasts coming soon. But if you're a K-State fan, you want more Wildcat coverage to help pass the time this summer, definitely make sure you download the Podbean app first, and then type in those letters and number that I just told you, and you'll find it right there. And I'll have the newest bonus pod up, hopefully by tonight. So we'll see what happens there. But congratulations to Women's Rowing there, getting recognized once again for landing 3 of their own in the All-District Women's At-Large Team by the College Sports Communicators, the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free, mostly daily, whenever we have a chance to post or record Kansas State content, football, and I'm hopeful, may possibly, to have an episode either later on tonight or tomorrow on Chris Kleiman, the head coach of the K-State football team, as we are winding down the end of June, and it'll be just that much closer to K-State football here in 2024. That's going to wrap things up for right now on this edition of the podcast. Alex Aiden, out there in San Diego, California, A. Greer, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things Wildcat Sports. Go Cats.